This morning, the headquarters of the North American Air Defense Command in Colorado Springs, Colorado, advised its worldwide network of surveillance systems to be on special alert for an airborne visitor. At NORAD's Underground Combat Operations Center inside Cheyenne Mountain, spokesman Mike Bergman tells us there's no cause for alarm.
Intelligence sources indicate the visitor is believed to be friendly. In previous years, the airborne visitor has started his flight in the vicinity of the North Pole. Satellites in space will give us the first indication of any unusual activity. We expect further verification from NORAD's network of radars across the Arctic. Information from those surveillance systems will be relayed to NORAD's computers here in Cheyenne Mountain, where a special team will follow the operation on display consoles. It's possible aircraft will be scrambled from Canadian and American bases to assist in the identification and confirmation of the visitor. Everything is quiet right now, but we expect activity at any time. We'll keep you updated as events warrant.
There you have it. Everything is set for this year's tracking operation. Stay tuned to this station for additional information. From NORAD Tracking Central, this is Dick Chase. Earlier today, NORAD radar operators around the world were placed on special alert to watch for and track an expected airborne visitor heading for the North American continent. At NORAD's command center inside Cheyenne Mountain, Colorado, spokesman Mike Bergman tells us an object has been sighted.
We do have reports of visual sightings from Thule Air Base in Greenland, which is only a few hundred miles from the North Pole. U.S. Air Force personnel at the Thule radar site, where it's completely dark 24 hours a day, say they can't make out the object, but it is heading southward. Similar reports are coming in from Clear, Alaska. Information is now being fed through a computer and, yes, analysts say they can now detect nine objects pulling a sled-like vehicle. It's still too early to project a computerized track, but our next radar acquisition should come from radars of the distant early warning line in northern Canada.
Thanks, Mike. We'll check in with the Canadian Forces Command Center for a further update on our next report. Stay tuned to this station for additional information. From NORAD Tracking Central, this is Dick Chase. Reports from citizens in Alaska and the northern provinces of Canada have been called in by telephone to the Alaskan NORAD region. These reports concern the sighting of that airborne object being tracked by NORAD radar and by surveillance satellites in space. We're in direct contact with the NORAD region headquarters at North Bay, Ontario in Canada, and Canadian Forces Major Bob Tracy.
From what we've been able to piece together, there is a sled-like object, red in color, being pulled by nine reindeer. The object is flying at a very low altitude and at times is disappearing from our radar scopes. This is an indication that the object is landing and taking off again at various points. With this information, it seems certain that it could only be one person. However, since we cannot correlate the airborne activity with a flight plan, NORAD is asking for a scramble of fighter interceptor aircraft to visually identify the object.
Stay with this station for future reports of this track. From NORAD Tracking Central, this is Dick Chase. Fighter interceptor jets of the U.S. Air Force have been scrambled to visually identify an unknown airborne object approaching the United States and Canada from the vicinity of the North Pole. The object is being watched on radar by the North American Air Defense Command, and we have radio contact with one of the pilots. We understand he's approaching the airborne object.
Roger, NORAD Control. We have the unknown in sight. We're moving in for a closer look. Now, we have a bright red light. It's a reindeer with a bright red nose. And there are eight other reindeer behind him pulling a sleigh. In the sleigh, there's a man dressed in red, with a large bag of toys, and he's waving at us. Now he's dropping below the clouds. Looks like he's going in for another landing soon. No doubt about it. The object's friendly, and it is Santa Claus.
Stay tuned to this station for a final report on today's events concerning Santa's flight. From NORAD Tracking Central, this is Dick Chase. For the past several hours, the combined facilities of the North American Air Defense Command have been on alert, tracking the annual flight of Santa Claus as he visits homes across the continent. For a progress report, here's Mike Bergman at the NORAD Command Post.
Radar reports being monitored here indicate Santa Claus is making frequent stops. Bad weather doesn't seem to be bothering him as he continues his journey. Computer information indicates Santa is being seen in many places at once. He should be arriving in your area at about the time all good boys and girls are going to bed. We'll continue to monitor Santa's progress and ensure his safe passage over North America.
And on behalf of the men and women of the U.S. and Canadian Armed Forces in the North American Air Defense Command, watching and guarding the skies over our continent, this is Dick Chase, wishing you a very Merry Christmas.